Bill Shuler was a natural leader and had an entrepreneurial spirit. He interpreted for Miccosukee speakers who could not speak English, helped Seminole people start businesses, and start his own tourist village. O.B. Osceola Sr., Naples community resident and son of Corey Osceola, reminisced about his father's role in Seminole tribe. The last speaker, Tina Osceola, Chief Historical Resource Officer for the Seminole Tribe, Executive Director of the Museum, and granddaughter of Corey Osceola, explained the influence her grandfather had on her.
And he was interpreter for independent Seminoles for government or Washington or Tallahassee, whatever, or local. He's interpreter for Seminole independent all his life. Growing up, and when somebody get locked up in Miami, he has to go over there and get him out of the jail and all that. And he's been that way all his life, and that's how he's Corey Osceola. He's always been known by a chief. They call him chief because he's the only ones around to take care of all the independent people. Even the government come down trying to push Indian around, he's there to stopping them. And so he always been called chief.
I think it taught us by example what the true definition of leader is, because he was pretty selfless. Like, he didn't have anything himself, although, like, back then you would think, oh, he was really rich, he had a nice village, but he did that all himself, you know, dollar for dollar, and earned it. And so when you look at leaders like that, like my grandfather, it puts a lot into perspective. So I find myself compartmentalizing people or categorizing people according to that model. So when I look at, when people say a tribal leader, and we look at tribal leaders today, I compare everyone against him. He's like that benchmark. And my grandfather was really, you know, one of those people. He was a family man, but also a man for his people. And he had vision, you know, that I think vision that led him to this day where we're at today. Some of the stuff that he would teach us and he preached about, it was almost as if he had that lens or that ability to see into the future, to see where we're at today. Because if we would have listened to him, and if more would have listened to him back then, sovereignty wouldn't have been compromised by anyone, because it would have been treasured more.
Please press stop.